Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here on Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno, Lanos Rabbi Pelkovitz, we're finishing off Chapter 5 today. Then, God willing, in the next few days, really one or two weeks, we'll try to finish off in time for the end of the school year, Season 5 with the end of Chapter 6. Here we are, Pirkei Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Chapter 5, Paragraph 21, and then we'll take our big summer hiatus, and God willing, Blin Adir Mirz Hashem, come back with another commentator for next season. So let's look at Hey Chaf Aleph 521. Ben Bag Bag Omer, Ben Bag Bag says, Hafochba, Vehafochba Dekulaba, delving it in the Torah, and continue to delving it in the Torah, for everything is in it. Someone needs war strategies. They look into Parshas Vayeshlach famously to see what Yaakov did when Esav was coming. He prayed, he took practical matters of splitting up the camp, and he sent gifts to try to appease. Everything is in the Torah. Look into the Torah before running to science or history or math. Everything is in the Torah to begin with. You know, the sages calculated the calendar for hundreds of years in the future, thousands of years in the future. The court, I believe, of Hillel II, they didn't have calculators. They didn't have, I don't even know if they had pencil and paper or whatnot back then, but they were able to calculate the calendar for future generations till the end of time. How amazing is that? So look into the calculations. Look how the Torah and the Talmud figures out with the moving of the sun and the moon and the earth. It was amazing how they did that. You look into the Torah, everything is in the Torah. Grab it and take hold of it, because that's where you find the real advice for life and the real way in the guidebook of life, that is the Torah. The Siv of Leva. Look deeply into it. Look and look and look and find your answers in the Torah. Omino la Sazua. Do not stir from it. Grow old and don't lose it. Make sure you stay there. But Tachazeh, grab it. Siv of Leva, grow gray over it. Don't stir from it. She'en lecha mida tova heimana. Of course, we know the famous song from Yaakov Shweki, emulating this Mishnah. But here it's talking about how we grab the Torah and stay with the Torah. Everything's from the Torah. There's nothing better than the Torah from it. There's no better portion than it. And then Ben Hehe, Omer Lefum Tsar Agra, the reward is in proportion to the exertion. So everything's in the Torah. Everything can be found in the Torah. Everything should be looked at and taught to us from the Torah. Don't run to other places. Don't run to secular society or culture, God forbid, to learn things and try to find things. Look in the Torah. You could find the answers in the Torah. You have an idea. You have something you want to find out about. You have something you want to learn about. Find the Jewish sites, find the Jewish sources. Safari.org is a great website with many, many, many Jewish sources. Aish has great stuff, Chabad has great stuff, OU and YU has great stuff. So many sites, so many abilities to look into the Torah, and of course the books of the Torah, the books of the Talmud, all the Svarim and the Mefarshim, the commentators, amazing things to see. Look in there and see what you can learn from it. And of course, amazingly, in life, the hardest things are actually the best things sometimes. We work so hard for things, and then we get such nacha, such reward out of it, because we have to remember, as Ben Hehe teaches us, the reward is in proportion to the exertion. And some commentators explain that these two people were actually converts who came, and that's why they're named Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. And some people say that there were other types of people, but in general, it's good to learn about that everything is from the Torah, and everything is into the exertion of the effort that we put in. Sometimes we have to put in a lot of exertion, but there's great reward that comes from it too. The Sforno points out, you got to delve in the Torah to understand and appreciate its wonders, and you will not find it necessary to study the books of the philosophers and thinkers of the nations of the world. For everything is in it, look deeply into it. You'll find intellectual proof regarding true and authentic opinions of godly matters and the immortality of the soul and similar things which represent the essential subjects of theological research. This deliberation brings one to love and revere the Almighty Blessed is He, Ki Zeh Kol Adam, that is man's whole duty, the basic intent and purpose of Torah. Being that one cannot realize this goal of discovering these truths and guidance from Torah without great toil and exhausting endeavors, as it is said in Proverbs and Mishlei, if you seek her like silver, search for us for hidden treasures, you shall understand the fear of Hashem, find knowledge of Hashem. Therefore, Ben Hehe says that a man should not desist from this toil, because the greater the toil, the higher will his nefesh, hasichlis, intellectual soul, be elevated in eternal life. As it is written, Av chachmasi amdali, still my wisdom stand with me, and that comes from Koheles. The notes point out, concerning that the Sforno himself was extremely well-versed in science and medicine, we must understand his interpretation of this Mishnah as referring only to philosophical and theological works of the wise men of the world. Regarding these disciplines, Ben Bagbag urges us to delve exclusively into the Torah, for all can be found there, providing that one realizes the necessity to apply assiduously to its study. The Svarno therefore explains that Ben-Hei-Hei is elaborating on the statement of Ben-Bogbog. He proves his interpretation of this concluding Mishnah by quoting from the books of Mishlei and Kohelis, where the wisest of all men, King Shlomo, teaches us that reverence and knowledge of Hashem can only be attained through arduous application and serious searching for the truth. It is, however, well worth the effort, for the attainment of this wisdom is for all eternity. And what better way to end off the Mishnah, thinking about how we have to look in the Torah for everything and we have to work hard to toil in order to get the reward, to remember that Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha tells us, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos is Yisrael, the Holy One, blessed is He, wanted to confer merit upon Israel. Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvot, therefore He gave us so many mitzvot in abundance, so many Torah aspects to our life in abundance. Shenemar, as it says, Adonai Chavetz Masiyo Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Hashem desired for the sake of Israel's righteousness, for the Jews' righteousness, so the Torah be made great and glorious. There's so many mitzvot. How many mitzvot are there? 613, of course. But there are many facets to many categories of mitzvahs too, and there's a mitzvah for everyone. Someone might be very inclined to chesed. I myself love the chesed types of mitzvahs. Some people might be very inclined to Torah learning mitzvahs, to mitzvahs that apply to ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaverom, mitzvahs that might apply to this or to that. There are many different aspects that we could latch onto, that we could really cling to, and we have to remember that everything is in the Torah, and put in a lot of toil to get a lot of effort, and hopefully after 120 years we'll see much reward for efforts, and hopefully we'll be zocha to see Mashiach speedily in our days, and may that day in fact be today. Join us next time as we begin concluding Pirkei Avos with the last chapter, the last parak here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.